You may be seated, and if there are any children that would like to come forward for the children's message, you may come forward now. Hi, Raya. Is it just you and me today? Okay. So every Sunday, when I'm thinking about preparing for the children's sermon, I don't know which kids are going to be here, so I actually have a couple different ones prepared in my mind. So you get to choose today. Do you want a children's sermon about the song we're going to sing at the end of the service? Or do you want a children's sermon about how we can use our bodies to help us pray and respond to God? The first one? Okay, well, let me get a little something from my folder here. So every Sunday, when I am getting ready to lead worship, one of the things that I often pray is, thank you, God, that all over the world, your people are worshiping you on this day. So we often think about our own church or our own community, but actually God has people all over the world in the church. The church doesn't just exist here in Lexington or North Carolina or even the United States, but we are part of the church all over the globe. Every continent, every country has people who love God and worship God on the Sabbath day, which is today. And so every single Sunday, all throughout the day, because there are time changes and time zones, people are gathering in their churches to worship and praise God. And there's something really exciting happening today in Palestine, which is the land where Jesus was born and grew up. The very first Palestinian woman is being ordained in the Lutheran Church today. And so there are Lutherans from all over the world who are in Palestine today to go to her ordination, where she will make promises to follow God and to be a pastor for her life. And so I'm saying all of this because there are Christians, followers of Jesus, all over the world. And I got this little magazine this week. This is a beautiful African family. Here is a mom and her children, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, she has 6 children. And the song that we're gonna sing at the end of the service today is actually a song that was written in Africa. We don't know how old the song is, but someone in the 1950s was in Africa and they heard it and they translated it to English and brought it back to the United States so that we can sing it. And when you hear it, it has a really fun melody and the lyrics of the song are pretty neat too. But it originally came from Africa. And I love the idea that God's people, that the church is all over the world, that no matter where you go, there are people who love God and who are serving God and who are praising God. And so today at the end of the service, we get to praise God with a song all the way from Africa. And the song is kind of fun. It actually has some action words. So it talks about us marching in the light of God and dancing in the light of God. Because Africans, they use their whole body when they worship. They don't just kind of stand there like we do. They clap and they dance and they use their whole bodies to worship God. So when you hear that song, if you feel like doing some of the actions, you can do some of the actions because I might be doing them up here too. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for our church, and thank you for the church all across the globe. Even though we are all over the place, we all belong to you, and we belong to each other. Help us to remember that we are part of your global church. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you for coming up this morning. You may go back to your seat.